Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about energetic clutter. What are the just becauses and how do they create clutter? How does releasing clutter create space in your life for more of what you desire? Would you like every room in your home to feel amazing when you walk into it? Let's continue our month focusing on clearing clutter with Julie Caraccio podcast interviews.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
This interview was shot back in December, and it was focused on the holidays, but hey, Memorial Day is coming up, so you're covered. In all honesty, this is good advice that you can apply year-round. The purpose of the Strong Body, Whole Heart podcast is to empower women with tools and strategies for authentic connection and powerful living. The hosts are Kelly Covert and Maggie Quinn. I just interviewed Kelly last month, and we'll get Maggie on an upcoming episode as well. You can check out their podcast at strongbodywholeheart.com. Great chat with some women just talking about being authentic, energetic clutter, and lots of good stuff. Don't forget, your take actions are at the end of the interview. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Strong Body Whole Heart podcast. Today, you will learn and discover more of who you are, be inspired to love all of who you are, and begin to take daily steps towards creating a life you love.
Get ready to dive into your emotional, spiritual, and physical transformation with your coaches and hosts, Kelly Covert and Maggie Quinn.
Hey, everybody, this is Kelly.
Hello, everybody. This is Maggie, and welcome to the Strong Body Whole Heart podcast, episode 150.
Yes, and today we're going to be talking with Julie Caraccio about clearing the clutter. This is the first interview in our environmental wellness series, and we think that this is so timely because this is really sort of something that comes up for us around the holidays as we're giving gifts and receiving gifts, and we have all of the decorations and all of the stuff. It's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. And she definitely gives some great insight and information on not only physical clutter, but emotional and mental clutter as well.
Yeah, I really love that piece of it. You guys are going to eat it up.
Awesome.
All right. Well, here we go with Julie.
Julie Caraccio lives in Raleigh, North Carolina, and is passionate about supporting people in creating the life they choose, deserve, and desire by learning how to clear clutter. She hosts the weekly podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. She recently completed a 52-week book and video course, How to Declutter Your Life, designed to support you in clearing physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter. Welcome, Julie, to the Strong Body, Whole Heart podcast. We are so excited to have you today.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all the good energy you're putting out into the world.
Oh, you too. You too.
For sure. Right back at you. We're so excited to have you here today. And it's really great timing because we're coming up into the holiday season. And it's when we fill our houses and spaces with more stuff. And so we're really excited to talk with you about some ways that we can just create space and, you know, take care of ourselves as we take care of the space around us. But before we jump into that, we always like to have our guests tell us a little bit about how you got to where you are today.
Oh, I love that question. So the truth of the matter is my background was in fund development, and I was a director of development and did grant writing, and was in a horrible job, and it was the craziest job that I've had. And I thought, I can't do this anymore. So what could I do that I would be passionate at doing, but that I could also make a living? And so I came up with organization. And so when I started my business in 2009, it was healing through organization. And as I did the work more, I realized I had kind of this aha moment that it was more important and the focus needed to be on supporting people in clearing their clutter. Because if we can clear the clutter, the organization's a breeze after that. And in the meantime, doing the business, I had started an internet TV show called Reawaken Your Brilliance, which is now the name of my business. And I interviewed all these experts, and I interviewed Got the Fly Lady, Peter Walsh, although it was a show focusing on body, mind, and spirit experts. But clutter kept coming up. And I was like, there's something in this. And so kind of the focus of my business started to change, and I do the organization. But what I focus on now is supporting people in clearing clutter. And what really gets me going is, you know, a lot of times people focus on physical clutter, maybe get into mental clutter, but I really bring it the whole way. And let's talk about emotional. Let's talk about energetic. Let's talk about spiritual. How is there clutter in your relationships and health? Because I view clutter as anything that prevents you from creating the life you desire.
I love that. And something's coming up for me. I just want to ask you this idea that clutter kept coming to you. And that then you finally dug into that and listened. Do you have, like, can you relate to that from your own past?
Oh my gosh. Absolutely. And one of the big things that I do, I love that you all are coaches, because I do coaching too. And when I'm working with a client, even if it's clearing clutter and organizing, there's coaching going on, and it's so vital. And I have a coach that I work with, and I think I wish everyone in the world had a coach, truly a mentor, someone that would work with them. So I walk the talk, and I have see someone monthly and take classes. And so it has been a huge journey for me. And the more I work on my inner world, the more my outer world changes, because I really strongly believe that we create our reality. So I am constantly working on clearing my inner clutter and moving up that spiral of vibration, because, you know, I think it's so important. You know, what other people do, where we have this crazy election going on and people are getting angry. Well, it doesn't matter what the presidential candidate does. If you're angry, that's about you. That's inside of you. If you didn't have it, it wouldn't come out. And I always say that's a gift, because you're like, okay, fantastic. I've got something, some clutter I need to clear here. All right, come up and out and let me release you.
Oh, I love it. You gave me goosebumps with this whole idea, the idea of just, like, you know, you are working on. And I think Kelly and I can both completely relate to this, but it's really about, like, working on that inner that's going to allow you to support your clients at a higher vibration and higher level. And I love that, because Kelly and I are the same. It's like you have to walk the talk. And amen, sister, about everyone needing a coach, because I totally agree this world would be a better place if everyone did that, had that support, had that accountability, had someone in their corner. So
totally. Absolutely. Well, and so do you, I mean, and this may be too much, Julie, and if it is, you just say it and we're cool with that. But like, can you give us a personal example, a story about how clearing some of your clutter changed your life?
Oh, sure. I'll talk about this, because I think this applies to a lot of us. I had this great aha moment. So really, my spiritual journey began when I was living in Los Angeles. And I did this program called the Clear Sight Clairvoyant Program. Now, for me, it was, you would have people off the street you read. But what my big takeaway from Clear Sight was stripping, again, getting rid of that inner clutter. And I'll never forget my younger brother, who's not spiritual, but really sharp. And he has this awesome gift that he can tell you something and say it in a way that you can hear it, even if it's tough, because he's respectful, he brings humor in. And he looked at me one day and he said, "You see yourself as a victim." And in that moment, I heard him and I thought, wow, he's right. And how do I go from here? And so I had started the Clear Sight program. And so I saw myself as a victim, and that colored everything I saw. Now, there was some real reality to that, in the sense that I had been abused as a child and had shut that down. And so, you know, what you resist persists. And so it is going to find a way to come out of your life in some way or another. And I used to not be able to. So first of all, I did the Clear Sight program, which allowed that to come to the surface. I was like, ah, my life makes sense now. Okay, well, now what do I do? Because, you know, you have this realization, well, it's got to heal. And so now I can talk about it. I don't cry. I don't get angry or upset. I'm not full of rage. And I can say it from a place of neutrality, like, hey, I went to the grocery store. Hey, I was abused as a kid, because it no longer has a hold on me. I'm no longer a victim. And that was a huge turning point for me, because when you accept you're not a victim, and, you know, we could spend shows on this about how victim energy can be more subtle, because that's something I'm continuing clearing out. When you say, okay, I'm going to be proactive, I'm not a victim anymore, I'm going to move forward in my life. And when you own that, that changes everything. So that was just one example of a big clutter that I had to release, but that was life-changing for me.
Wow, that's super powerful. And I think that a lot of our listeners would be able to identify with that, that holding on to things, whether they be energetic things, whether they be emotional things, whether they be physical things, can really keep us stuck and keep mm-hmm. us from living the life that we want to live, right?
Absolutely.
So just moving into this discussion about the holidays and how we can show up with a peaceful vibration and calm. You know, I know that even myself, I have to work a little bit harder sometimes when I mm-hmm. get caught up in everything that's going on surrounding the holidays. So what is your experience with that? And how do you coach people through times that can produce more anxiety?
I think that that's wonderful. I have found, now again, this can apply to life, but I feel the just becauses, and that's what I call it, come up a lot around the holiday. And so what do I mean about that? Well, you do it just because. You give everyone in your family gifts, but you're running into debt just because that's always how it's been done. Or you're going to try to be healthy through the holidays, but Aunt Maple says you've got to try her triple chocolate pumpkin pie or she'll be upset. And just because you've always eaten it every year, you have to continue to eat that. And so what I encourage people to do is look at the just becauses and how can I change that? How can I have a plan? And I really feel it's important. I'm a huge fan of writing things down. One, because it's more likely to get done. Two, it's something that you can put up and have as a reminder. And three, we can't remember everything. So if we write it down, we're more likely to remember it. So some of the just becauses that can bring up emotional clutter, for example, I don't know if either of you experienced, but I always say there's one person, and usually the family, sometimes it's friend, that just sucked the joy out of the holiday because they have to, you know, buy into the drama trauma. They have to be annoying to everyone. They have to pout, whatever it is. And so as an example, like we have someone in our family that's way. And so we have a game plan now. Okay, you know, if so-and-so starts to act up, you're on from 7 to 8, you're on from 8 to 9. Have a conversation with them. Hey, you know, it's not okay to do this. And so that's what I think that makes you not the victim. You become proactive. How can you change it? Instead of being like, oh my God, we have to hear our cousin yet again, you know, have a fit, have whatever is going on and ruin it. So that's an example, because that causes a lot of stress. Another thing that I encourage people to do is, you know, really examine who you're giving gifts for and don't feel like you have to. Don't feel it's from a place of obligation. You know, everything is energy. So whatever you put out there, it's like I live here in Raleigh, North Carolina in the South, and they say, bless your heart. Well, that's not really blessing your heart. It's the underlying thing is you're an idiot. And so you can say bless your heart, but the intent, people know what the intent is. So if you're coming from obligation, people feel that whether or not they, you know, they're aware of it or not. So figure out, you know, what we did in my family, I'll never forget. I was living in Los Angeles, not making much money. And I don't come from a huge family. And so we decided, I said to my dad, you know, can we do something about gifts? We actually had my brother, the younger brother, who's great with telling everything. I'm like, you approach dad. And dad's like, all right, I'll approach your aunt. And so we came up with the system where the generation above gives to all the generations below. So what that means is my aunts and uncle give to myself and then all my nieces and nephews. And then we give to each other. And it's wonderful. We love it. It works out. But it didn't add to the stress of having to buy. And, you know, I feel we're all really blessed and fortunate and we didn't need more stuff. So having the courage to have those conversations and getting rid of that mental clutter of worrying, oh my gosh, am I going to wake up with debt hangover in January? And, you know, another thing that we sometimes forget is, what do we want to do? What brings us joy? What brings us happiness during the holiday? If you're not a social person, don't RSVP yes to 12 parties. You have a choice. People forget and they think, oh, I have to. No, you choose to. And doing nothing is also a choice. So that's just a few examples. And we can talk more of ways that I say to my folks, you know, have a plan, have good self-care. And what are your just becauses and how can you flip that? How can you change that?
Do you keep saying you'll declutter, get organized, or pursue your dream someday, but someday hasn't come? Learn how Julie Caraccio can support you at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
I love that. You're teaching people to really be authentic and explore who they are and what works for them. And it's funny, I was laughing because you said there's always that one person or one family member. And I was thinking about last year, and it was my 10-year-old for sure. Who was the one that was acting out last year? Like, I think it was, we're in upstate New York and it just happened to be a really nice Christmas. And I think it was my older kids and everybody else ended up in the garage away from him because they just couldn't listen to him being disappointed about the fact that he didn't get like some $200 jersey or I don't know. But so having a plan of action is a very good takeaway for me. A good reminder to set that up starting now. So he's prepared.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm good. You go ahead.
You brought up a point about the jersey, because another point that I'd like to bring up is gratitude. And if I think there's anything faster to change your life, it's coming from love and gratitude and teaching your children that. And, you know, you can't hold two opposing thoughts at once. So if you're in gratitude, you can't be complaining. It's right. Just from a physics perspective, it's just not possible. And so, you know, for instance, I'm on my public Facebook page doing a daily gratitude every single day this year. And because it was one of those other aha moments. When you're in gratitude, you're not going to collect physical clutter because you're satisfied and happy with what you have. You don't collect spiritual clutter because you're not comparing yourself. Well, Sally got this and I didn't get that. And, you know, again, with mental clutter, you can't be upset and anxious if you're in gratitude. So gratitude to me is something that can clear your clutter immediately. And I always encourage people, have a gratitude practice. And I don't dismiss if people have lost a job, they're going through a divorce. I do not, you know, there's no judgment in that. I understand that and come from a place of compassion. And you can still have gratitude because you woke up today, because you have clean drinking water, because you have an education. I think sometimes we see these TV shows and it's all about having more and these big houses and everything, and we forget really how fortunate we are. So I'm a huge fan of, if you want to clear clutter, start with gratitude.
I love that. And Maggie and I both have a very extensive gratitude practice. And I, you know, speaking for myself, it's changed my life truly because just that that knowing that you're safe. I mean, that, like you said, that we have so much to be grateful for. And I like this idea. And what's coming up for me is this idea that oftentimes our inner landscape reflects our outer landscape, or our outer landscape reflects our inner landscape, right? So like if we're cluttered inside, then often our lives may feel very cluttered. Our homes may feel very cluttered. Can you speak into that a little bit about maybe why that happens?
Absolutely, because we create our reality. So the inside is reflected absolutely, as you say, and I say this all the time, on the outside. So when I go into home, and again, this has to do with energy, I have a good idea. Is there anxiety going on? Is there depression going on? Are they overwhelmed? All I can tell you is I can just feel it. And so no matter where you start, if you start to do some physical clutter, clearing that in your home, that's going to start to affect your inner landscape. And it doesn't matter. And if you start to work on the inside and clearing that, then that's going to help you clear your clutter in your outer world, because it's all related. Because what we have, our reality, what everything that's going on in our life is a direct reflection of what's going on in the inside. You create your reality. And if I would say one thing to your listeners, and it took me a long time to get this, and I laugh, here's an example. I said to my coach last month, or 2 months ago, I was like, what about personality conflicts? You know, come on, that's not about me. She's like, nope, all about you. And so, you know, and it has taken it that level. And so I'm like, okay, there are times I get it and I absorb it and I understand it. And then times like that, like, really, I can't say that the person, they just annoy me. That has something to do with me. So beginning to understand that. And then, but when you understand it and you accept it, then you can change it.
Yeah. It's like that idea of projection
and how we
project on others. And when we can look at our own lives and own it, it shifts it. It takes that negative energy off. So I love that. You're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And I love this idea of sometimes when we're feeling anxious, when we have a lot of stuff coming up, and you know, this happens sometimes to me where I don't even know why I feel stressed out. You know, like I don't even know where the anxiety is coming from. And I love this idea of taking a look at our physical space at that time. Like, is there something that I can do in my physical space, cleaning up, throwing things away, getting rid of things that's going to help me deal with that anxiety? Like a perfect example is, and Maggie knows this, we've been remodeling our bathroom. At our master bathroom. And so for the past like 3 months, we've just had like our room has been a mess because the contractor's been in and out of our room, and we had a bathtub in our living room, and there was just crap everywhere from this because, you know, we had to store it somewhere. And we're almost done now. And I feel like this weekend, I vacuumed everything and we cleaned up all of the cardboard and all of the empty boxes. And, you know, it's just starting. I feel so much calmer now. Mm-hmm. I feel so much more sort of in control in a way, because like when I looked around my house, I was just like, oh my gosh, it's like a hurricane hit it. And that's how I felt inside too.
Yeah. And you brought up a couple things when you feel anxious, I always suggest to people having some sort of mindfulness practice, and don't feel like it has to. I'm a huge fan of meditation. I believe there are many different meditations out there, and you can find something that works for you, because when you do that on a regular basis, it helps keep you balanced. You are less stressed. It can be mowing the lawn. I'm the one in the home that mows the lawn. My husband doesn't, but I love it. It calms me down. And what I encourage people is, don't get caught up in the story. You don't always need to know or understand where the anxiety comes from, because sometimes what that can do is we get in the mind, our mental body and our ego, and that can trap us because, oh, that's that story that we keep telling ourselves again and again instead of releasing it. And another thing that I do, I had anxiety attacks for a while. And so one thing I do, my husband is not here, I take a blanket and wrap it around myself. And I say, just in the moment of now, I am okay. Just in the moment of now, I am okay. Because usually when we're anxious, we've left our body. And if my husband's here, then I have him hold on to me and grab me and physically help be that container to get me back in my body. And when I do that, just usually after a minute and deep breathing, then I'm able to, and that's in a what I'd call a full-blown attack. And that rarely happens. But those are a few things that help me.
So you're saying having a mindfulness practice set up. Go ahead.
Yeah. Because the more you do that, I don't get thrown off balance. Like, you know, and sadly we're in election season, and boy, am I going to be in gratitude big time when that's over. But an example of that is,
me too.
You know, is the world's gone mad. And so I don't engage. Or if someone got angry with me and I was like, okay, now in the past I would have wanted to fight back and you're wrong and prove that I'm right. And I have a sign in my office that says, do I want to be right or do I want peace? And so I'm choosing peace more often. I'm proud of myself. But again, knowing, you know what, they're going nuts has zero to do with me. How I respond has everything to do with me. And so that regular practice, things that would have thrown me off center don't as much. Now, am I perfect? Oh my gosh, far from it. But and overall, it helps. So I really encourage people, if that's one thing that you can do, absolutely do that.
And I think just getting into the holiday seasons, that's a perfect practice to put into place, you know, setting it up so that if your family's coming into town and you do feel anxious, or, you know, your schedule just becomes crazy, knowing that part of self-care is going to be stepping back and taking some time to whatever it is for you, take a breath. Mm-hmm. Or you might be mowing the lawn. Somebody else might be writing in their journal, or the practice of gratitude, just taking a moment to stop and regroup.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
The other thing I'd like to bring up too, because we're talking about space and clearing, is clear your energetic clutter in your space. And so I'm a huge fan of smudging, which is taking a stick of sage, which you can get online if you can't find it, and you light it, and then you blow it out, and then you smudge. And so that's a Native American tradition. If that doesn't tickle your fancy, I'm a fan of having a seashell and ocean water and dipping a flower into it and doing that. And so with the holidays coming up, you know, one of the best compliments my husband and I get about our home is people love, they're like, it just feels good to be here. And it's, I'm like, cause I clear the energy, I, you know, set the intention. And so once you've cleared your clutter, set the intention. What do you want your home to feel like? Do you want it to feel like peace, joy, inspiring, you know, and do it for different rooms. I'm talking to you from my office. So I want to feel creative here. I want to feel inspired here. I want to feel abundance here. And in my bedroom, I want to feel love. I want to feel peace. I want to feel cherished. So clear that energetic clutter and then set the intention.
I love that. I love smudging. I do it a couple times a year, but in my space. But it's making me want to do it. And then on top of it, setting the intention of what that space is wonderful. I think that's great.
Yeah,
thank you for sharing that.
That is,
of course.
That to me, that should be our takeaway. For this podcast, if it's okay with you, Julie, I just love that. Like, okay, like just even just walking into each room in your house and saying, this is what I want. This is how I want to feel in this room. And being so mindful about that. I've never thought about that in that way before. And gosh, that's so beautiful. Thank you. I'm ready to like hang up and go do it right.
Excellent. I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. And when you get doing it in a regular practice, and people laughed at me, but when I first moved to Raleigh, it was before I met my husband, and I had, I was like, okay, I need to meet people. And so I don't know, you all are in upstate New York, but here in Raleigh, meetups are extremely popular. So I joined a bunch of meetups and I'm going to host people. And afterwards I had the sage. I'm like, oh, there just was some not good energy going on. And, you know, if I have people over, I sage before and sage afterwards. Cause again, like there's no judgment in it, but my space is sacred and it's where I come to relax. It's with my family. It's where I welcome friends and it needs to reflect that.
Mm. I love that. And let me ask you, I know that, Kelly, that you want that to be the takeaway. Julie, I just want to make sure, is there anything else that you think our listeners, you know, would be good for them to take away for this holiday season?
Have a plan of action. I love this takeaway for clearing your energetic clutter is wonderful as well. Know that you have a choice. You can choose to have joy in the holiday or you can choose to be miserable. It's all up to you. So what are you going to choose?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Choose joy.
Love that.
Yep. Yeah.
Set the intention. I love it. I'm definitely going to double smudge my mother's space upstairs. So when she comes to visit, it's beaming with happiness and peace and love and energy that she can tap into.
Oh, I love that. I feel like I need to order myself some sage and get to town here, especially after all of the bathroom stuff. So,
yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. Clear that energy out, yeah, right?
Right.
I would definitely recommend that.
Well, Julie, sorry, Maggie, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say this has been awesome. And I want to give you the opportunity, Julie, to let our listeners know where you are, where they can find you.
Thank you. So if you just go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com, you can find all about me there and all the good stuff I'm doing. The website is going to be redone, and we'll hopefully have the new one out in January. You can find out there. And then you can also find a link to my podcast, Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, which comes out every Tuesday at 1. And I also have a YouTube channel. So if you're more visual, it's just Julie Caraccio, and there's a link there if you'd like to watch instead of listen to the podcast.
Cool. Awesome. Very good. Well, Julie, thank you so much. This has been wonderful, and I think perfect timing for our listeners. And I'm really excited to see like how everyone does with these takeaways, and hopefully feeling just super empowered going into holidays, knowing that we can create and choose the way that we want to feel.
Absolutely. And thank you again for all you all are doing, because as you support people and they grow and they change their lives, and it has an effect on the world, because we're all part of that oneness. And as we choose love and gratitude and to choose better and do better, it affects all of us.
Thank you. I love that. And you are doing the same. So thank you very much. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Bye, Julie.
Bye.
I really loved what she said about setting an intention for how you want to feel in each room of your house.
Yeah, that is very cool. I love it. So I think that's great. You guys look at that. And I would be interested to hear how it works for you if you choose to do that. Or this idea I really like too, of through the holidays, asking yourself, you know, looking at your just becauses. And like why you're doing what you're doing and being intentional and mindful about the choices that you're making that are going to empower you versus disempower you or feel like you have no power over, because you always have choice.
Yeah, I love that. And I think a big part of that, I know for me in the holidays, is giving myself the space to sort of decompress and to unplug from everything, because I think that they can get to be like where you just feel like you're on a merry-go-round and you're going all the time. There's always something, and we have to intentionally step out of that. At least I do. I know to really say, okay, how do I want to feel? To remind yourself how you want to feel, how you want to be. And so to me, that's a big part of that mindfulness piece that she was talking about.
Yeah. And I think, you know, bottom line is for me that we speak into and that she spoke into is that, you know, we have so much good in our lives. And the simple act of recognizing that and having gratitude for what we have is such a powerful tool. You know, looking into gratitude changes a moment that could be, you know, anxious to a moment of joy. It's as simple as that. So I think that's another good tool to remember, and so easy. And I know both of us are doing that every morning. Which is, it's an amazing practice.
It really is. And you know what? I notice that if I, for whatever reason, skip the writing down part for me, that I'm not in it. I'm not in that space of gratitude as deeply as I am as when I take the time, the few minutes, to write a few things down in the morning. So that's been a big one for me too. And you know, this morning I was feeling anxious this morning, and I was journaling. And sometimes when I journal, like, I'm really specific about, you know, what I'm writing about or trying to figure out. But sometimes I just free flow. You know, like, I write whatever comes down, like free writing. And that's what came up for me. It's just sort of like this elemental gratitude. Like, I was writing things like warmth, fire, sleep, you know, just like the basic needs. Like, my basic needs are met at such a high level every single day that all of the other stuff, it's just extra. Right? Like, I am so taken care of where I am. And that, for me, just gave me a huge sense of calm and relief. And, you know, that ability to step into that place when I need to step into that place.
Right.
It's very powerful.
Absolutely. Extremely powerful.
Totally.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So we asked Julie if she would come into the Worthy Tribe and join our conversation about this because I think it's going to be a really good one. So she said yes. So I'm really excited about that. So if you guys haven't joined the Worthy Tribe, head on over to strongbodywholeheart.com/worthytribe and just request to be added, and we'll add you, you know, right away when we see it. And then you can join this amazing group of people and the amazing conversations that we have there, including this one that we're going to continue with Julie.
Awesome.
So is there anything else?
Take actions from today's podcast. Have a plan of action if you are dealing with a challenging event. Know that you have a choice. Set an intention on how you want it to feel in each room in your home. Take time to remove any energetic clutter that is residing in your home. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
I'm feeling just completely energized and complete.
Awesome. Me too.
Yes. I'm walking away with just a feel good. And I hope you guys are too from this podcast. So we hope you have an amazing week and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. Bye.
Today's podcast is sponsored by our very own Strong Body Whole Heart Meditations. We have created 8 meditations to really help you guys during this season when things can get so busy and you feel just completely out of control and maybe as if you don't have time to even take a breath. Well, we created these to help you do just that. They are all fairly short. Most of them are under 8 minutes. Some of them are a little bit longer. And they're all different kinds. There's an intention setting meditation. There's a self-love meditation. And we're just super excited to bring you these during this time of year to remember that you need to take care of you and that you need to make sure that you and your self-care is a priority just as much as taking care of everyone else in your life. So you can buy all of the meditations individually. And we also have a worthiness 4-pack. So 4 meditations centered around owning your worth and standing in self-love every day. And we have a take action 4-pack, which is really centered around creating clarity around your vision and then starting to take action and not letting yourself get bogged down in excuses. And then if you're really excited about all 8, you can buy all 8 together. And that's by far the best deal. It's basically like getting 3 meditations for free. And so if you guys are interested in this, hop on over to our website, strongbodywholeheart.com/meditations, and you can buy them right from there.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.